They were not going to be defined by their past. They saw an opportunity similar to what we have today, you know, that their belief was simple. Women matter. Women have a voice that matters. And so they wanted to be heard. South Dakota was a little more challenging in the fact that our territory is so large. We had a number of women, a grassroots effort where women campaigned across the state to get their messages out. Like us today, we have a group of women that are around the state helping us with this grassroots message.
Tell us a little bit about the actual anniversary in August and what we're hoping to do to mark that day.
Sure. Well, in addition to the educational events that we will have around the state in the month of August, we are going to have a celebration week. The 19th Amendment was ratified on August 18th, 1920. And it was signed into law on August 26, 1920. So during August 18th and August 26th, we are going to have a busy week of campaign activities. We're going to celebrate the significant vote with a fundraising event in Pierre, Rapid, and in Sioux Falls. So the morning of the 18th, we will be in Pierre for breakfast. We will be in Rapid City for lunch, and we will be in Sioux Falls for dinner that evening. And we will have an educational program in addition to raising money for the State Historical Society to move some women's history initiatives forward.
I'm looking at the hervoteervoice.org website, and there's merchandise you can get. You can make some donations. People can also get involved. How do you want people to get involved with the efforts here?
Sure. I spoke about our volunteers across the state. We are working to have a nonpartisan group of individuals to help us with this campaign. They are helping with our marketing efforts, our educational efforts, and our event and fundraising efforts. In addition to that, we have a group that is visiting with individuals that are like-minded and would like for us to help promote their events. So if you are interested at all in getting involved or more information, you can go to hervoteervoice.org and drop us a note on our contact page. Then we can get in touch with you and see how we can get you involved.
Catherine Forsch, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. And In the Moment is going to carry these stories as images of the past, explores these all summer long, all throughout 2020, including the documentary, the SDPB television documentary, Simple Justice, Suffrage in South Dakota. That's going to be for broadcast this summer. It will explore the suffrage fight from territorial days until an amendment was finally approved. We'll meet some of the key people involved in the years-long fight for the right to vote. Catherine, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.